God of All Comfort, written by Amanda Eidelman and read by Kelly Givens. Today's scripture is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Our God is with us when we experience pain, loss, regret, sadness, and all manner of suffering. He is not only with us, but promises to bring us the comfort we need when we face troubles. He is with us through all things. God of comfort can also be translated as God of compassion. To have compassion is to have concern for the sufferings of others. This verse shows us that God recognizes our need to be seen, to receive the empathy and care of others. God is interested in what we are going through. He does not dismiss our current circumstances or minimize our daily stressors as insignificant. He cares about and is there for each and every up and down that we face. It's easy for many of us to think our heartbreak doesn't count because others have gone through worse. While we should realize the ways we are blessed, that does not mean God sees your pain as minimal compared to others. Compassion and comfort from Jesus is available whenever we need it. God's grace is not reserved for our hardest moments. It's available to us on a day-by-day and even moment-by-moment basis. We can call on God's powerful Holy Spirit for comfort when we are having trouble resolving conflict, when plans have to be scrapped due to unforeseen circumstances, or when disappointment attempts to steal our joy. God comforts us when we face job loss, unmet goals, loneliness, grief, illness, separation, depression, anxiety, relational strife. Whatever we face, we must remember that we can have confidence in the power of God to help us through the trials in our lives. The beautiful thing is that God offers us His peace, not just to carry us through our own circumstances, but so that we can also comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. In God's economy, nothing is wasted. His power is multiplied through us. His grace overflows from our lives and spills into the lives of those around us. God gives purpose to our hard places. Genesis 50:20 says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so that I could save the lives of many people." From the beginning, God has rewritten the stories of people's lives for His glory. Joseph, who uttered the words from Genesis about God's grace over this life, endured many hardships that began when his brother sold him into slavery due to jealousy. Rather than letting bitterness steal his future, he relied on God's comforting strength to help change the narrative of his life. There is no circumstance that God can't heal and then use as a blessing to others. When you face difficulties, remember God's Holy Spirit is always at your disposal. While we suffer, God comforts. As we heal, God mercifully uses our lives to bless others who need a listening ear, wise counsel, or love-filled embrace. Praise our God, for He is a God of all comfort.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
God kept calling my heart, like I just knew he was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, wow, you're really awesome, more than like, wow, Jesus is really interesting, and he's really awesome.
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.